Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast. I'm currently driving down the track en route to Lily's Lake, where I shall be doing Friday night and Saturday night again, just like last week. But this time, Alex is joining me, and I'm going straight through because on my last podcast, I actually went home Saturday day and then come back, you know, late afternoon. So I'm currently en route now. Alex has gone in his swim that he's been fishing, and I'm obviously going to jump back in the same swim and try and get a carp out. Now the weather really has changed over the last, literally the last couple of days. We've had a hell of a lot of rain and the temperature has dropped like a good un. Had some hailstones today, fantastic. So hopefully it's not going to switch the carp off even more than what they're already switched off on this lake. But you know, as I say, always, you're not going to be catching carp sitting at home watching TV and all that malarkey. So plan is same as usual, pretty much. Left hand side rod is going to go in the margins, which I'll update you shortly. Middle rod's going to go on the gravel patch, and right hand side rod's going to go in the margins as well. Now I will update you on all that once I've got them out, because as if you guys don't listen to the last podcast, go back and listen to that one. It's where I start questioning my rigs, blah 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 blah, and all that. So once I've got my rods out today, I'll let you know what I've got on them, and how I'm fishing them basically. So fingers crossed it's gonna happen. I feel, if I'm honest with you, I feel like this week's most certainly gonna be harder than last weekend because of the drop in the temperature. But that doesn't mean you're not gonna catch, because you've always got to stay positive. So anyway, I'm gonna leave this little segment here and I shall catch up with you guys very shortly. Right, it's 19:27. Finally got all three rods out. So left hand side rod has gone in the margins, like I said. I'm gonna pop up a bit of sweet corn again, and I'm using the combi rig. I never used the combi rig before, but Alex swears by it, so I thought I'd give it a go and see if that makes a difference, and hopefully it does, and we do pick a fish up. Little sprinkling of sweet corn on top of that, in line, 4 ounce lead. Then we got middle one back out on the gravels, 5 ounce lead, with the noodle. We've gone with the noodle. I've caught so many fish on the noodle. I'm on the noodle. So we've got on that 18 mil wafter bug, fished over bug SLK boilie, 12 mil, yes, 12 mil boilies, 15, 18s and 21 mils, not a lot, and some crumb on top of that. Right hand side rod, yet again, margins, right hand side, sweet corn, combi rig as well, but the rig is sweet corn, pop-up sweet corn, soaked in that chicken tikka that I fished last week, smells so good. So it's been soaked in that for a whole week now. So, Hopefully, we're going to get something this weekend. Now, I'm just going to go over and see Alex now. And I promise you this time, I will get him on the podcast. I didn't do very well in the last one when I fished with him. In fact, I didn't do well at all. I didn't even get him on it. So I promise you, I'll get Alex on the pod definitely this weekend. There's no excuse because we're here till Sunday morning. So anyway, let's see how this all unfolds. And hopefully this little adventure will end in a nice big carp for me. Right, it's 12:37 and I'm going to apologise that I haven't done any segments since my last one and I haven't got Alex on yet. I had a few sherbets and that's all I'm going to say on that. Yeah, sorry guys, I promise I'll get Niblet Alex on tomorrow and I'll get him on there. Basically, I got my rods out and stuff. And then I went and sat down with Alex. And then I got like a bleep, 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 bleep. And I ran back to my rod. It was my right-hand side margin rod. And
I don't think it was a fish. My gut instinct is it was like a rat or something that's run underneath the lines, you know, on the bank. I think that's what it was. I haven't had anything since then. So that's all I've had so far. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Sorry. I've had a few sherbets, as I say, and my words aren't coming out too well. But hey-ho. So I think I'll leave this one here and catch up with you guys in the morning when I'm a little bit more sober. Okay. Night-night. Right, morning everyone. It's 22:09. I've been up since about 6:30. Just keeping an eye out on the water. I did get a bleep at one point. That was on the gravels. That I looked at that point in time, and it was there was a few birds on top. So it was clearly a coot that had obviously gone down or something, and you know, picked up the bait or something like that, which is not good. Not good, because the plan was to I was thinking of just sitting on that middle rod the whole weekend. But when a bird's picked up your bait, or potentially picked up your bait, where it's a line, all that, I can only assume it's a bird, because there was loads of birds, loads of coots on top of it. It could have completely ruined the presentation. Worst case scenario, I even pulled the bait off. So I will have to redo that rod today, that's for sure. But I am going to set my rods for a little bit longer. Most certainly, obviously, the marginal ones. Hopefully, I could still get one. The way I say that sounds like, I don't feel like I'm going to catch a fish in the day. I shouldn't feel like that, should I really? Because I don't really fish enough in the day here, because most of my sessions seem to be fishing, overnighters and stuff. But, you never know. But yeah, nothing to report so far. I will get Alex on the pod. yeah, last night I did get a little bit tipsy, as you guys can probably tell from that last recording. Hey, you know, these things you've got to do in life. So anyway, let's focus more today on catching a fish rather than having a fun time. So yeah, going to sit on the rods for a bit, see how it goes, and then redo them. I should update you guys.
Well, it's 11 minutes past 12. Nothing to report yet. Alex has reeled his rods and gone for a walk. All his rods are coming clean, so they were all fishing. When he gets back, I'm actually going to reel mine in. I'll quickly go to the shop. I just want to reel him in. I mean, I've had a coot definitely down on my gravel spot. I've had a coot to my left. Been shining the tufty torch on that. It's been spooking him off, but I've had a bleep on it earlier, so which is probably the coot picking up. So I kind of want to bring them in, check and make sure they're all right and all that anyway. So because I don't want to go into night two without even looking at them, feeling like there's a good chance I could have been, my rig could have been done by a bird, basically. So yeah, I'm going to do that. So nothing to report yet. Spoken to Alex. Don't worry, he is coming on the podcast today. He will be. We'll do it later. It'll be later on today. Which for you guys won't be that long. Sorry, a message came from my phone. So yeah, I'll get him on it, and we'll talk about something. I don't know what yet. We'll decide, and yeah, we'll just see how it all goes. So yeah, fingers crossed. It's a mega hard lake. I just think about it. It's a mega hard lake, this lake. Even Alex is saying the same. It's a really hard lake. How many other people on it today? I believe there's only me, Alex, and someone else. There is someone else fishing, but they were fished last night, and they're coming back later tonight. So that might be it. So like four anglers on it. So there's no line pressure, really, for the size of it, that's for sure. But they're just hard to catch. Wise old carp. Wise old carp they are on the valley in this lake. But hey-ho. Can't catch while you're sitting home watching TV, that's for sure. Anyway, that's enough rambling. So I'll talk to you guys in a second. Right, ladies and gentlemen. Everything has changed now, completely changed, to the fact of we've actually moved lakes. And the reason being is after Alex's walk round, he spoke to a couple of people, and it's just not fishing. Nothing's coming out. Nothing's come out for the last like 3 weekends. People have been on it, doing it throughout the week and stuff, and nothing's coming out. So we decided just to completely change it. So the title's staying the same, but I'm actually on now Rouse Barn 2.
Yeah, completely different. I'm denied about changing, like ending the podcast there and starting a new one. I thought, no, it's going to keep it under the same one. I said I was going to do the two nights, and I'm doing the two nights in one podcast, but two lakes. So yeah, the title's staying the same. So I've come to the point where I had my 30 from last time. You only had two rods in here, so I've got my left-hand side rod to the far left, but not on the area completely where I had the big one. Reason being because it's really snaggy there, and I just wanted to pull away from a little bit, so I pulled away a lot more to the right. So I actually dropped that down with a combi rig, and I've actually gone up because I just want to trial it for now, to be fair. Still, I've got the pop-up sweet corn with the chicken tikka flavoured on it, so I just want to see what that's like. I want to see if it catches carp. Apparently it does, but I still want to give it a good go, and this is a good lake to try it on as well. It's just to build my confidence up if it does. So on that, I put some bushwhacked it out, sweet corn pellet, and some mixed boilie on top of that. Right hand side rod, there's actually quite a bit of weed in front of me, to be fair. So I found a clear patch, dropped it on that, and I've actually gone with a combi rig on that, and I've gone with a 15mm DNA bug pop-up, and I've literally just bushwhacked out some crushed boilie and some whole boilie on top of that. So we've gone on top of that. I don't know what Alex is doing yet. I need to go and catch up with him. I promise I will get him on the podcast. I know I keep saying it, but I will get him on the podcast today, definitely. So yeah, there's a complete change for you. How'd you like that? So hopefully we can get a fish out. Come on, one of us has got to get a fish out on this lake. Come on. Alex has just been done by a coot again, and he's not happy. He's really not happy. Oh well, what can I say? I really feel like I'm failing on this podcast. It's 8:38 and we've actually decided to go to bed. It's because it's cold. We can't have a fire on this lake. So we've gone to bed. So I haven't actually got Alex in the podcast yet. And we're going home in the morning. Because we found out there's a work party on here tomorrow morning as well. Oh my word. What can I say? I did get a really good bleat though earlier on my rod. So I thought I was going to get a run. It wasn't even bird life. So, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I do apologise, but I guess that's just the way fishing goes sometimes. But hey, we've got a few hours to go. So say it's like, it's like 8:39 now. We're going to be packing up around about 8 o'clock in the morning. So just under 12 hours. So, hey, let's see what happens. As always, it only takes one bite. It only takes one bite.
Well, it's 11 minutes past 7. It's minus 1 on the phone. Blanked, gutted, absolutely gutted. I'll go and see Alex in a bit. Gotta try and get him on for the podcast. I might try and get him to close the podcast also. I can't believe I haven't got him on. It's so bad. This session is a joke. Oh dear, it really is. I suppose when you look at it, it is. We've had bad conditions. It has been minus figures both nights, and it's, you obviously, I'm not saying you can't catch carp like this, because you can, of course you can, but, they don't all feed when it's really cold. We all know that. That's why we look forward to like spring, summer and all that. Oh dear. So look, what I say about that one.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just packing up now. It's official. I blanked, niblet banked. Can't talk properly right now. Going to hand the phone over to Alex. Alex is going to close the podcast. I just can't bear to do it myself. Press that button when you're done.
Well, it's been a dismal weekend. What can I say? It's been minus one both nights. It's barely got above freezing during the day. We've had freezing fog. We've had rain. Ice, we've had it all. We've been up against it. So here's on to the next one. Good night.
If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.